Welcome to Her Soul Purpose Show, helping women heal, grow, and walk in purpose by sharing the truth of Christ as we tackle the tough topics of womanhood. I'm your hope coach and host, Chrissy Addis. Hello, friends. I hope you are having a wonderful week. I cannot believe that we are 1 week away from Thanksgiving. How quickly this fall has gone for me. And this year, we're about to be entering into a new year soon. But, you know, I wanted to stop in here and kick season two of the Her Soul Purpose Show off with a show talking about Thanksgiving and God. Last show, I talked about how we're coming upon these seasons of the holidays, and those can be hard for some of us, depending on what we're battling. And so, I just kind of wanted to take the spotlight off of those problems and just talk about God. So, in the Her Soul Purpose Sisterhood Facebook group, we are doing a book study on the book called Anchored In by Micah Maddox. Now, if you have not read that book, I highly suggest encourage you to go get it. It is a great book. It's a very, very encouraging book to just remind us to stay anchored into Him. Now, in this book, we're on chapter 4, and that's what we discussed this past week, and she talks about our dreams, and she really goes into the story of Hannah and how Hannah, was barren, and she really leaned into God and continued to pray and worship Him during that season of barrenness. And Micah Maddox talks about how even though that dream did come to fruition and she did have a son, the biggest takeaway from that story is how she leaned into God and how God was there for her. And that really just got me to thinking about any dream that we have in life, whether it's marriage or kids or a job or finishing college, whatever that dream is, starting your own business, starting a ministry, going into ministry, whatever that is, our whole purpose needs to be for God. And see, that's what Hannah had talked to God about when she would pray that she would sacrifice her son to raise him to be a godly man, to raise him to follow God and to sacrifice her son, and that she wanted to have a son for God, not for herself, but for God. And so I think that's something that we need to focus on, and something good to focus on as we are going into the holidays and going into a new year is focusing on, number one, the goodness of God and being thankful for that. And number two, what are our hopes and dreams and goals? Who are they benefiting? And is it to build the kingdom? And are we leaning into God? Are we trusting God to come into our lives and help give us purpose? And not only help give us purpose, but help bring purpose from those hard seasons that we go through, to help teach somebody or encourage somebody, or to be a little bit more compassionate towards somebody because of things that we have gone through, things that we've experienced, and things that we've learned. And so my hope is for you that this Thanksgiving season, that you will just really be thankful for those God-given dreams, and even the dreams that don't come to pass, those goals that maybe we don't quite meet, but that we understand that the main goal is leaning into God and trusting Him no matter what, even when things don't happen the way we want them to happen, and to just trust the process and trust that they are happening the way God wants them to happen, and to also take our thoughts captive, take all of that captive into ask ourselves some heavy questions, to ask ourselves, why do I want that dream? Why do I want to get married? Why do I want to have kids? Why do I want to get that job? Like, we have to ask ourselves, is it for the goodness of God, for building the kingdom, or is it for our own selfish needs? And that's a really important question, because so many people are out there living life for themselves, and we have to stop what we're doing and ask ourselves these questions. What are our intentions? And, you know, I know for me, I have to continuously remind myself that marriage is for God and for my husband. It's not for myself. It's not for me to just be served. It's not for me to just be taken care of, but to make sure that I am serving my husband and serving the Lord first and foremost, because as I'm serving the Lord, it's building my faith, it's building my character to where I can be a wonderful wife for my husband, and I can build the kingdom, and I can to allow our marriage to be a testimony for God and who God is. And so those are important questions to ask ourselves. 2 Corinthians 4:15 says, all this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. To overflow to the glory of God. We have to remember that. We have to remember that everything we do, every goal that we have, every dream that we have, needs to be for the glory of God. And we need to walk in that purpose that's for the glory of God. And I think once we can start living life fully that way, that we can start feeling peace with anything that happens. And I know for me, with fertility struggles that my husband and I have experienced, I have had to lean into God and to say, God, this isn't what I want. This isn't what I would have ever dreamed of for my adulthood, to be struggling, to have a family that I want so bad, to children that I want so bad. But if this is a season you have me in, I am going to honor you. I'm going to encourage other women. I am going to trust this process, and I'm going to give you all the glory for even in my barren season, because in my barren season is when God is leaning into me more and I'm leaning into him more. In my barren season is when he is allowing me to flourish. Only God can allow us to flourish in a barren season, right? And so we just need to remember to stay close to him, to submit all of our heart's desires, all of our dreams and goals, and things that happen in life, good and bad, in the barren season, give him glory. In the fruitful season, give him glory, all glory to him. And so I hope as we get into this next week of Thanksgiving and spending time with family and friends and enjoying good food and just enjoying the blessings that God has given us, whether you're going to be having a great big Thanksgiving with a lot of family, or perhaps even just maybe if you're going to be spending it in, you know, alone at home, watching TV or football or reading a book, whatever it is that you're doing, I just pray that you do it for the glory of God and that you allow him to be there right there with you, whether you are in a room full of people who you love and love you, or whether you are in a room by yourself. And I have spent those Thanksgivings alone, living in Arkansas. My family was in Texas, and sometimes I couldn't afford to go back home for the holidays. And so I would stay in my little apartment and have my macaroni and cheese or my noodles, and just enjoy Thanksgiving with God. And so I encourage you to just allow him to come into this season, to be there right there with you and to love on you. I hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving, And just know that I'm praying for you and that God loves you and He is with you. So I'd like to end this in prayer. Dear Lord, we just thank you for all of your gifts, for all of your beauty that you bestow upon our life, Lord. Sometimes we fail to see that. Sometimes we fail to see the goodness of you, even in our barren moments. And Lord, I just ask that every single person that's listening to this can just welcome you into their world, welcome you into their space, whether it's a space of barrenness or space of fruitfulness, Lord, that they will let you in, that they will bring you in and allow you to take all the glory. Because even in those barren moments, Lord, we know that you can make good things. We know that you can bring beauty out of our ashes, Lord, and we want to offer that to you, Lord. We want to sacrifice and surrender that to you, Lord. And I thank you for everything you have done for us, Lord. We thank you for your Son who died on the cross for our sins, Lord. We thank you for family, for friends, for all of the gifts that you have given us, Lord. And I just pray for every single person during this Thanksgiving season to find something, anything to be thankful for, and to know that you are God and that you are bigger than any problem we could ever have. It's in your precious, sweet name we pray. Amen. I hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Just enjoy family, friends, laugh, and be merry, and welcome God into that time. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I pray that it blessed you somehow. Feel free to join us at www.hersoulpurpose.org or on all of the social media outlets. You can find us under Her Soul Purpose or Chrissy Addis. If you are a woman looking for community, you can join Her Soul Purpose Sisterhood on Facebook. Just search for Her Soul Purpose Sisterhood. Request to join, and we will be happy to invite you into our sisterhood. Thank you and have a blessed day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.